Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from outside the Grand Ballroom at the Westchester Marriott Hotel in Tarrytown, New York. Happy New Year. I'm Jim Cleefield. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio as we are broadcasting live from the Business Council of Westchester's 2019 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with my good friend, my buddy, the mixmaster, Maddie McKay-McCain. Happy New Year to you, our engineer. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life science.
Yes, indeed, Matt. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. You can find us there at Andrew C. Shark. And yes, my name is Jim Cleefield. My good friend Laura Smith, my co-host and good friend, will be joining us a little bit later. And welcome to the annual Business Council of Westchester's New Year Blast. And it's always a pleasure to be here. It's my third year. It's our fourth year here at Westchester Talk Radio doing this event. And joining us now as our very first guest for this kickoff networking event for the Business Council of Westchester is one of the sponsors, good friend of ours, Fred Schwab. He is with American Christmas. You may recall last year we were at their golden anniversary celebration, their 50th year in Mount Vernon. Fred, good to see you, my friend, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year to you, too, and thanks for having me on.
You said this is the ninth year that you've been sponsoring this event?
Yes, we moved to Mount Vernon in 2010, and I joined the Business Council in 2011, and we've been sponsoring their holiday slash New Year's event every year since.
Tell us about the role that American Christmas plays in this kickoff networking event for them.
Well, our primary responsibility is to decorate the ballroom, so that's kind of right up our alley. When this was a holiday event, we put up Christmas trees, and now we're not putting up Christmas trees because it's more of a New Year's event, but we lit up the room.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really festive. I know the calendar says January, but it still really has that holiday spirit even in January.
Yeah, for sure, and it's a nice opportunity for everyone to get together now post-holidays and celebrate the year that's passed, and hopefully look forward to the upcoming year.
Tell us, let's take us back to when you first joined the Business Council of Westchester all those years ago. What did that mean to you, not only for yourself, but also in the development of American Christmas?
Well, look, the Business Council has been tremendous for me personally and for the company. Marcia Gordon and her team are just incredible advocates for the entire Westchester County business community. And for me, just getting involved with attending events and networking within a very short period of time, I felt like I got to know virtually everybody in the room, which by extension means all of the prominent business people throughout the entire county. And it also helped raise our profile, and that's always good for business. And Marcia and everyone at the Business Council are always very, very quick to lend their support to all things related to American Christmas, and they're just really tremendous supporters and advocates, and we're very appreciative of that.
Well, we came there for your 50th anniversary celebration, and again, it doesn't matter what month it is. It always feels like the holiday season whenever you walk into the building there. But it's interesting you said that joining the Business Council raised the profile, yet you've been around for so many years even before that.
Well, regardless of the longevity of any business, I think that it's always important to continue to expand your relationships, and that ultimately will open new doors and new opportunities, and it leads to some great friendships as well, which at the end of the day is the most important thing.
Well, what this event represents is not only the kickoff to a new year, but they also welcome new members, and I'm sure you remember that feeling back in 2011, so that kind of brings back fond memories for you, I'm sure, the first time you walked through the door.
Yeah, without a doubt. And whereas that first time I felt like I knew very, very few people in the room, right now I'm at the point where, we have many, many friends throughout this great Westchester business community. And that feels good, and it makes for a really fun evening on a night like tonight.
Yeah, it's a chance to interact with other businesses, perhaps other clients that you might be adding to your list as well.
Yeah, for sure. And, that's always the hope. But honestly, it's really about, just the camaraderie. And if ultimately those relationships lead to some business, well, that's a great plus.
Now, you've had your 50th year. I mean, this may be a loaded question, but what do you see for the next 50 years or even the next five?
Well, I certainly hope and expect that American Christmas will be around for at least another 50 years. But, yeah, we've had a tremendous run. My dad founded the business in 1968, and I took it over from him in 1988. and I just completed my 31st season, although I sold the business a year ago. And the new owner, MK Illumination, they're based in Innsbruck, Austria, they will continue to expand and develop the business, and you know, American Christmas certainly has a very bright future.
If anybody would like more information about American Christmas, where can they get in touch with you?
Well, our website is www.americanxmas.com, and we're based in Mount Vernon.
Brett Schwann, Chief Business Development Officer with American Christmas. Thanks first for joining us, my friend. Happy New Year to you, and have some fun tonight.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year.
We appreciate it. Brett Schwann, ladies and gentlemen, with American Christmas. You'll find them in Mount Vernon, New York. And if you're just tuning in, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live outside the Grand Ballroom here at the Westchester Marriott Hotel in Tarrytown, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester's 2019 New Year Blast. My name is Jim Cleefield. Laura Smith will be joining us in a little bit. We're going to step aside for the short break and be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're brought to you tonight in part by Energy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accord Therapeutics. Well, tonight is very exciting. It is the Business Council of Westchester's New Year Blast. Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to you, Donville Collins, President of VCAST. Welcome to the first event of the year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, too, and to everyone listening.
Yes, I remember listening or meeting you at other events. This is the first one of the year. How long have you been a member of the Business Council of Westchester?
We've been a member now for roughly a little over 5 years, almost six.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is not your first go-around on Westchester Talk Radio, I know. So this, you know, being the first event of the year. It's exciting for people who are probably joining for the first time. Is the Business Council of Westchester trying to recruit new members, or is it more of an informational session, or just getting people excited about what's coming in 2019? Why are you here tonight?
So, you know, the New Year Blast is kind of a mix and match of some of the things that you mentioned, whether it's getting people excited as well as meeting people. Why I'm here is, you know, we're a sponsor of the event tonight, and we sponsor this event primarily because, or we're an event partner, but we do this because we know this isn't a place where you can meet a lot of people that are looking to make steps, make moves in Westchester, especially if you're in business. Anyone that's in business in Westchester, if you're not a part of the Business Council or not involved in some way, then you're missing out on a lot of valuable opportunity and relationships.
The Business Council of Westchester is really renowned as really the county's most prestigious and the largest networking membership organization, including corporations, hospitals, and all sorts of great, cool companies, biotech, VTech, VCAST is one of them. Tell us about VCAST for
so
people
VCAST,
who don't
VCAST, so every, for everyone listening, VCAST is a video production agency that focuses on all sorts of video. So that can include social media videos. It can include as well commercials, corporate videos, all kind of video content. Event videography, our focus is on engaging individuals with visuals and having them to take action based on the visuals and the content that we emotionally engage them with. So that's really our focus.
That's great. And what is your website? People can find you.
Our website is VCAST.com, and that's spelled VEEKAST.com.
And tell me exactly, I know you're the president, but so really what is your biggest role there?
So my role there is overall to to really manage our team and to bring in new business and overall just to find people that we can help to get their message out with video. However we can engage, video right now is one of the best ways to engage people and to get them. People are on their phones and they're scrolling and they're seeing videos and they just want to click play.
Yes.
So we try to take advantage of that, help use it to really engage people and get their attention and then have that turn into, at least for our clients, whether it be for nonprofits or for corporations or small businesses, a way for them to get new business or new donations or whatever it is.
Absolutely. Video is so powerful, as mm-hmm. is audio, and it's great to have you here and always and on our Facebook Live as well as we kick off this party for the new year. Are you seeing any new faces?
Well, just coming in, I'm seeing some already, so I'm excited to see all the people that are involved this year, or people that are getting in, people that are new to Westchester, and some that are getting more involved. So I'm really excited about that, and that's why I'm here. I want to meet those new faces and meet those new people and see how can we help them to do what it is that they set out for their objectives to be, especially for 2019.
Yeah, it seems like a mixed opportunity here for the Business Council of Westchester. It's a way to meet new friends, and it's also a way to get new business contacts and get advice as well. So it's great. Donville Collins, thank you so much, President of VCAST.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And welcome, everyone, to what is the New Year Blast here, the kickoff for the Business Council of Westchester. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements and 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from the Marriott Hotel in Tarrytown, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester New Year Blast. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we are made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Ward Berg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Great to be here on this kickoff event for the Business Council of Westchester. Such a really prolific and ever-expanding organization, not only helping businesses to grow and also to intermingle and network, but also providing all sorts of different support and advice. And really, it's vast, and it's the most prestigious in the county, and I would venture to say across the country. Grateful to be here tonight with Michael Lang. He's the owner and CEO of Cinerama in Hartsdale on Central Avenue. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
We can still say that, I think, for at least another week.
To the 15th. I always do this to January 15th,
okay.
And then I stop.
Then you stop. Very good. All right. So tell us about Cinerama, first of all. Tell us about your company.
Okay. Cinerama designs, fabricates, and installs signage across the county and a little bit beyond even. And what that means is we help businesses look a little bit better by providing window graphics, vehicle graphics, their channel letters, illuminated signage, whatever it takes to make you be seen and be found.
Okay, and signage means a lot in the world of advertising, marketing. Signs go way, way back.
Absolutely. It's certainly not the last most top of mind technology, but it's still absolutely necessary because, I mean, what you usually say is a business without a sign is a sign of no business.
Okay, there
yes,
you go.
Yes, absolutely.
That makes all the sense in the world. Now, how long, Michael, have you been with the Business Council of Westchester?
Well, I started my business about 5 years ago, and I have a completely different background. I've been in marketing for global companies, so I had a completely different network, which all of a sudden was almost useless. I started to network locally because my business is absolutely more local. The Business Council of Westchester was my first go-to point. I've been active not only at these events but with certain committees since then, so five years.
Obviously, you saw the value in it. What would you say is probably your biggest takeaway from being a member of the Business Council of Westchester? What has it done for Signorama and you as a business person here in Westchester?
I mean, number one, it connected me almost instantly to the business community.
Yes.
And number two, it really brought business to me. So the other members and member organizations that I met, some of them were and are in need of signage.
Yes.
And so business comes directly to me from this organization.
It seems very supportive, the Business Council of Westchester. People, truly, it's not just about meeting and trying to see if you can, who you get to know, but you really, it seems like people try to support one another.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, everybody in this organization is, of course, a member for the same reason. I mean, you want to connect, you want to build relationships and have business together.
Yes.
So it makes it, number one, very easy.
Yes.
The group is really incredible. The council staff, Marcia and her group, is so nice and so supportive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand why anybody who has a business in Westchester is not a member.
Right. It's that important to you. Well, that's exciting. How can people find Signorama? What is it for small-scale things and large-scale? Like, what is the breadth of work that you do?
We do not discriminate.
Okay. sign is too big or too small.
Exactly. No sign is too big, too small. No job is too big or too small. We have clients just next door, mom and pop shops. At the same time, one of our clients is Pepsi, the Research and Development Center in Valhalla. We do all their signage. Another of our customers, a big one, is CBS News in the city. So we did all their vehicle graphics and still do.
Yes.
So, but at the same time, I mean, I can name, doctor's offices, retail outlets, plumbers, landscapers that need our services.
You name it, you have a sign for it.
Actually, it's very funny. I just hired a new employee. We took a little ride around the area here, and it's really, very, very nice to say, this is what we did.
Yes.
I can see it.
You can see it everywhere.
And I can show it.
In Westchester. Well, that's exciting. Signorama for any type of signage your business may need. And thank you so much, Michael Lang. Very nice meeting you. All the very best to you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year too. Bye.
Thank you so much. And once again, we're here at the Marriott, the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, because the Business Council of Westchester is having their New Year blast, kicking off the year's first networking party of the year. And really, it's going to be a good one. You can feel it in the air here. Lots of great people with this organization. Happy to be here. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester's New Year Blast, their very first networking opportunity for people, newcomers, and people who've been members for a long time. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative. We're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, Salem Golf Club, and other great sponsors. I'm happy to be here tonight. As we, you know, we've got a lot of people in here with big corporations, small mom and pops, wonderful personal businesses. And I happen to be introduced to a very funny lady. Her name is Rebecca Berman, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You've apparently done this before.
Yes, I
apparently, yes. You are.
Yes.
You're known in Westchester kind of as a funny girl.
I guess I am, yes.
You put it
I'm
as
trying
a
that.
Content creator.
Yes. Yes, I like to call myself a comedic digital content creator.
There you go.
Because I am constantly making up like a new show on, obviously, online and trying to pitch to networks and have had some success with it. So, yeah. And they're all funny,
they're
apparently.
All funny. So the name of some of them are, you have the Cooler series.
Right, the Cooler series.
And
so
what's that?
You can find it on YouTube, The Cooler with Rebecca Berman. And it involves a massive igloo cooler as my sidekick. And I pull out props and improvisational games that kind of take my guest by surprise, but that relate to them.
Okay.
And
now, do you invite random people onto the show?
No, I interviewed a lot of, I don't want to call them D-list celebrities, but you know, but people who work on Broadway shows, people who are in TV commercials, people who were retired NFL players, some chefs, some people in the entertainment business who are in the food world. So I've done, you know, a lot of really fun interviews, and I do restaurant and chef interviews for LMC TV and Largemont and Marinette as well.
Yes.
So I really, you know, everything I do seems to revolve around food, and people tell me I'm funny, so therefore I came up with Stand Up Foodie.
Stand Up Foodie. Is that your website?
Yes, it is my website, standupfoodie.com, so you can see a lot of my work. I'm also a regular talent on the Dr. Oz show for the last 3 years.
Now, what do you do on there?
I'm kind of like a jack of all trades. Like, I've done a segment with Bobby Flay where I've been doing taste testing. I've done an artificial sugar segment where I've tried sugar at home and then come on the show and talk to Dr. Oz about my experience or cravings after I've had artificial sugar as compared to regular sugar. I've done Eucerin segments with a dermatologist to see, like, how dry my skin is and if the products work. And they do, by the way.
They do.
That was really cool. So that's kind of like a sampling and example of stuff I do. Upcoming, as of today, I'm going to be filming a segment next week that's a comedic segment with Dr. Oz. Just he and I will be discussing a video that I'm going to make.
Good. I know you also have a short series called Cooking in Cars, correct?
You got it, yes.
Yeah, and you're actually cooking in a car with a blender.
Yes, and I made an amazing hummus recently, and you can catch the video either on my YouTube channel, The Cooler with Rebecca Berman, or just go to my Stand Up Foodie Instagram page and you can see all of the cooking and car videos.
Some very funny stuff here. And
yes.
You're also apparently going to be back as the helping to...
The host.
Is it the host?
Yes, I guess.
Okay.
Is that what we call ourselves? The MC.
Or the MC of
the Soundshore St. Paddy's Day Parade.
Yes.
Where LMC TV, you know, films it and we do commentary throughout the entire parade. Michael and I had a good time last year.
You and Mike Murphy.
Yes.
Yes.
We had a lot of fun. Yeah,
I bet you did. I can see you guys doing
and
a
we
great
had
job
not
together.
Even gotten to the green beer yet, and we still had fun.
Well, I look forward to seeing that this year. That's my town, so
yes.
I'm excited for that. What day is the parade this year?
Apparently, it's going to fall on St. Paddy's Day, so I'm assuming it's on a Sunday.
Oh, fantastic.
Because when we did it last year, we filmed it and had the parade on a Sunday.
Who knows? So maybe you'll start at, you know, the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Mamaroneck, and you may one day end up with Anderson Cooper or, you know.
I know! Won't that be fun?
That would be really great.
It sounds like a potential for sure.
Yes, yes.
Rebecca Berman, very funny stuff. Again, The Cooler is a series on YouTube, and also her standupfoodie.com website has a bunch of her content as well.
Yes.
Good luck to you. Have a great year.
Okay, thank you.
Keep
you too.
Keep networking in there so
I
you
will.
Can make people laugh. And
I definitely will. And this is a great organization to be a part of. I've done so much networking and actually met people that have helped in, you know, in pursuing my my goals and dreams.
Yes, wonderful stuff. How many years have you been a member?
This is my first year.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was well worth it, so I rejoined.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Look
you, too.
Look forward to seeing you on the parade route and beyond.
Okay,
All
thanks.
Right. Thanks
All right,
so much,
care.
Rebecca Berman.
Bye.
I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio from the New Year Blast Business Council of Westchester, very first networking event of the year. Thankful to our sponsors, and we'll be back with more on Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester's New Year Blast. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA, and Lipolis Electric. Well, tonight is that kickoff networking party where a whole new year can be seen in the distance, and this is the first step towards people's dreams coming true, businesses getting off to a new start, and old friends reconnecting, because the Business Council of Westchester is truly the most prestigious, largest business membership organization in the county, and I would dare to say possibly the country. Here we are in White Plains, which in the White Plains area, where it's truly the Platinum Mile exists here, and every mom and pop you can imagine as well. So I'm grateful to be with a good friend to our broadcasting here. Robin Kollner, she is the CEO and founder of Digistar Media, all things digital, and really has her hand on the pulse of how you promote, how you market, and everything to do with media, social media. How are you? It's good to see you. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. It's a fantastic night. Everybody's partied out since the end of the year, and we get to start fresh now.
Exactly.
So it's a perfect time. I like to always think in this time of year, how do you set your business up to be successful?
Yes.
And one of the things that happens when you start off with a networking group, everybody makes good resolutions. So I like to talk at this time of year about what I recommend is the social media and personal branding resolutions of the year.
Right, right.
So
what are they? Talk to us.
Well, it's don't just leave an event such as tonight with a business card without a plan. So take that business card, connect with someone on LinkedIn, but don't just connect with a default invitation. Actually tell them when you met them, why they met them, and how you might be able to have something in common with each other going forward. And once you continue with that, you have to pay more attention to some of these sites that really will burnish and enhance your personal brand, which okay. is a personal professional brand.
How does somebody come up with what their own brand is? Is that something that someone who doesn't really know them can help them conjure up, or is it really so personal that... But you do help people with that, right?
Yeah, it's not so much getting into the inner soul of somebody. It's what the packaged brand is like online. That's what I really help people with.
Yes.
Everyone has their own authentic self, and certainly you want to be your authentic self in business. But you really want to help people understand what you can do for them and what your expertise is. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an expert born every second, as you say, right? So in this day and age, it's not, don't tell me what you can do, show me what you can do.
Okay.
So the way to do that is, and what I help people do, is how do you demonstrate what your brand is? And you do that with what you produce, the content that you produce online.
Okay. So do you suggest to business owners that they have their own content, like strong in video and audio and things like that on their web pages?
Video is becoming more and more popular. Certainly the social media sites are rewarding people for producing video. What I mean by that is they'll actually send it to more of your followers and your fans because they can do that with an algorithm. And so it's important to realize that people respond to video better. They actually respond 60,000 times faster to video and pictures and images than they do to text. That's how the human brain works.
Yes, yes.
That's one of the reasons why this is so popular. People think it requires a lot of skill, and it certainly does to produce high-quality production value video. But there are opportunities that I think exist now in social media where you can produce what's called episodic content,
yes,
which means come up with a way that you can express yourself in short snippets or what I call snackable content, but gives a valuable tip. So, for example, I do one tip a day or one tip, you know, every couple of days in the digital marketing space, as opposed to a long essay white paper, which I do, but
yes,
we are a short extension span. And a lot of my followers really love the fact that I give one tip at a time and they can master it.
Yes, that I agree with that. It's much more doable and it's not so overwhelming. But you're right. I think that really is the wave of the future now. And in fact, like, for example, what we're doing today with Shark Media here and Westchester Talk Radio, we give people an opportunity to put audio online, Facebook Live, it's on video as well, and put it on their own websites. And it's just, it brings more value, I think, to someone.
Well, and that's this whole area of content really is involved with the concept of putting in it a little bit of effort in the front end and then repurposing the content. And certainly anyone in the media industry recognizes the value that initial production holds, and then it really is distributed everywhere and spread by the participants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much an interactive process, which is what I love about what you do.
Yes, and you as well. Digistar Media, CEO and founder Robin Kollner. You can find you where? What is your website?
It is www.digistarmedia.com. DigistarMedia stands for I'll Make You a Digital Star with Stellar Campaigns.
Wonderful.
So you may remember also that I run a program at Fordham University in Westchester.
Yes.
Which is at 400 Westchester Avenue, and it's a program that is a professional certificate program in digital and social media marketing. We have classes on Saturdays. It is not a full college class. It is mini classes from 9 to 1 on a Saturday morning. We teach everybody who is from age 20 to 120.
Good.
All about how to get the foundation in digital marketing, in email marketing, paid advertising, and social media, digital analytics. You can take one course, you can take all six courses and get a certificate. So classes do begin a week from Saturday at 9 a.m.
Very good. And they can find that on your website?
They can find it on the Fordham's website.
www.pcs,
that stands for Professional Continuing Studies, pcs.fordham.edu.
Yes.
/digital.
Okay. Very good. That's a mouthful, right?
Mouthful, but it's a great set of courses.
pcs.fordham/digital.
It's .fordham.edu/digital.
I am
currently the director of the program. I founded the program. We're in our 14th semester.
That is fantastic.
And so we have worked with people from, the county government, from all of the media networks, from advertising agencies, entrepreneurial businesses, you name it, they've taken these courses and have gotten such tremendous value out of them.
That's incredible. Well, congratulations to you and Happy New Year.
Thank you and Happy New Year to you and to everybody listening.
Yes, thank you so much. Once again, from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown for the Business Council of Westchester's New Year Blast. This is a great kickoff party here where good friends reconnect and new friends are made, and also the business world helps to support one another. Fantastic organization, BCW.org, thebcw.org is how you get in touch with them. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Duranti Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Duranti Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Duranti Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Duranti Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Duranti Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Duranti Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DurantiRentals.com.
Duranti Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester's New Year Blast kickoff networking party. Well, we are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Duranti Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. It's great to be here tonight as the Business Council of Westchester gets the new year started off on the right foot for people to mix, mingle, make new contacts, and just meet old friends. That's what it is. And there's people from every type of different business, corporate, to small shops, to we even have comedians here. And we have someone who claims he is, but he's also the Senior Vice President of International Client Financial Advisor for Wilmington Capital. His name's Mark Jennings. Thanks for coming tonight and being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So Wilmington Capital is actually based in Manhattan, correct?
That is correct. But
now, you being here at a Business Council of Westchester is, do you live in Westchester?
Yeah, I live in Bronxville, New York.
Okay.
And I'm here with my mother, Catherine Jennings from White Plains.
Very nice.
So she brought me as her guest. She's a member of the association. She's trying to get me to join up.
She is. So I wasn't even sure of the logistics. If your business is in Manhattan, you're still allowed to be part of the Business Council of Westchester, is that correct?
Well, technically, I live in Bronxville in Westchester, and I do business there. So, they allow us to join, even though, you know, we're working in Manhattan.
Absolutely. It is known as one of the most prestigious and the largest networking and membership organizations, because here in Westchester, we have everything, right? Corporations, biotech companies, universities, hospitals, and they're all top flight. And so it really is, for anybody who wants to be in business, this is truly like a mecca.
Yeah, I was, you know, skeptical when I first got invited and said, Mom, what is this thing all about? But I met some great people and, you know, really enjoyed coming here tonight and networking and getting to know people at part of the association, and look forward to joining. They actually want me to be part of this rising star,
yes, 40
under 40.
I
only got one more year left to get in, so they want me to go through the program. So
will you, being the Senior Vice President International, so you're doing most of your advising for corporations overseas, or people trying to do it in the States?
I lived in Bermuda for 5 years, so, you know, majority of my clients were there when I lived there, but, you know, I have clients all over the world, including New York and Westchester, and, you know, it doesn't matter where they're from or where they live, I'm here to help them.
So is this personal financial advisory, or is this more for corporations and acquisitions, kind of merger?
I think it's for both. You know, obviously I can't give financial advice on this interview, but, you know, I'm here to help anyone that needs help. So,
okay.
You know, families, friends, coworkers, colleagues, you know, to corporations, anyone that needs help, I'm here to help.
Wonderful. And what does your mom do in Westchester that she's part of the Business Council of Westchester?
Well, she owns insurance, real estate, income tax, mortgage company, so she does it all. She's tax limousine commissioner in Westchester, and she's in the Republican House over there in White Plains, and, you know, I'm just here to help, you know, support her and be her guest and
fantastic.
You know, meet some
she
nice people.
Like,
yeah, she's a great woman. She's right over there. I've been telling everyone that
very
she was my sister.
And yes, and she could be. be. My goodness. Amazing. A bright red dress. Way to start off the New Year blast. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Mark Jennings, and I do hope that next time, because we do all of these events with the Business Council of Westchester, so I hope that we see you next time as a member.
Me too. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Take
Thank
care.
You
Bye.
So very much. Thanks. Mark Jennings, Senior Vice President, International Client Financial Advisor for Wilmington Capital in Manhattan. I'm Laura Smith, and this has been a great evening for this New Year blast, which really kicks it all off, and we might be talking to just a few more people, but we'll be right back with more with Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York, at the Business Council of Westchester's New Year Blast, the first networking party of the year 2019. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. My guest right now is Frank Clark. He is partner at Game On 365 Sports Golf Center, a whole bunch of new things. Tell us what's going on and tell us what your business is.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. We are a golf driving range, one of the last remaining golf driving ranges in Westchester County.
Really?
Many of the golf driving ranges over the years have gotten sold or redeveloped. A lot of people know about the one in that was in Elmsford that recently closed a couple years ago and was converted into a FedEx warehouse facility. There was also Cherry Lawn that's now, I think, a residential subdivision.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're one of the last remaining golf driving ranges in Westchester County.
How fun. So it's really like it must be, you must get a lot of people coming on to or coming there to get to keep their golf game up to par, so to speak. No pun intended.
Absolutely.
And so wonderful. So where exactly are you located again?
We're located on Dobbs Ferry Road, 701 Dobbs Ferry Road, right across from the old Elmwood Country Club, which was recently sold.
Okay, wow. Yeah, things change. And so how many acres do you actually have in this driving range?
We've got 32 acres, so
wow,
there's plenty of room.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
We've
of fun.
We've got 73 mats and 15 grass tees, as well as a short game area and some other enhanced technology, which we'll talk about.
Now, is it a membership type of situation, or can anybody go at any time when they just feel like putting around?
Anybody can go anytime. We're open year-round, all winter long. We're open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. In summer, we're open from roughly 7 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Wow, I was going to say midnight. That's 365. I guess that's what that's all about, too, in the golf center.
Exactly.
So, and what else? Do you have you said an event space also, or a...
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a lot more focus this year on events. The first, you know, we took over the range 2 years ago, and we're just focusing on understanding the business and enhancing the overall customer experience.
Yes.
So a lot of that had to do with technology upgrades from, you know, simple things like POS and automated ball dispensing machines to enhancing customer areas, like really doing a much better job of improving the grass tees areas, maintaining them well, adding new sand to the bunkers, making sure that they were clean and, you know, golfer ready, et cetera.
Yes.
And then just really enhancing the short game area.
Uh-huh.
So now that we've gotten all of that done and we've got a handle on how we're building and growing that business, we've added covered stalls, and with that, we've added ball tracking technology. That's really exciting.
That is exciting. Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start for a new year. How long have you been with the Business Council of Westchester? Are you
a
member?
We're new members. We just joined in November.
Fantastic.
So this
really... is your
first
blast
event,
off,
yeah.
Right? That's wonderful. And you will find that you are going to build and connect incredible relationships here that will last a lifetime and will support and enhance your business and vice versa. You're going to be probably helping others out as well. It's just an incredible organization.
Absolutely. We're all local and we're very community-minded people, the partners, my other partners in Game On Golf Center. So we're excited to, you know, give back to the community and participate in the community and just make this like a really great recreational experience for not just golfers, but anybody who wants to get out there and do something fun, different.
Absolutely.
And the gamification and ball tracking technology that we added is really a game changer for that.
Yes. Again, another good pun. A game changer. All right. So that is just wonderful. Game On Golf Golf Center. Congratulations on all of it. And we'll see you at the next BCW event.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for talking to us, Frank Clark, partner again at Game On Golf Center. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio, where tonight's event for kicking off the new year 2019 with the New Year Blast of the Business Council of Westchester is another successful event with an incredible organization that really, truly is there for you. If you're starting a business or you've been a long time at it, this is really the game changer for people in business in Westchester. We're so lucky to have them. TheBCW.org is their website, TheBCW.org. And again, I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio. Happy New Year.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.